Working in a haunted house is such a fun experience. I am on my fourth year at one particular haunt in my area, and it's such a blast to scare people and get paid to do it. This year, however, things have changed. I received an email in the middle of the summer asking if I would like to work on a new secret haunt project. The email stated that the previous year they had seen my skills at the haunt and thought I would be a perfect applicant for this new project. What unfolded was pure terror. And not the fun type of stuff I had been doing for the past 4 years. They asked me to send some personal information and payment info. I did, and received another email a few days later asking me to sign into a social network site that they had created. They called it the Clown Network. It all seemed pretty standard. Upload a picture of yourself and a short bio. My haunt that I had worked at before had used Facebook groups to dole out info to the staff, but never had I seen a haunt have their own full-fledged social media. It was a bit exciting at first until things got weird. After a week of being on the site, a strange package arrived at my door. The package was red and white striped with a red balloon tied to the box. No sender or receiver info was marked on the box. It gave me the chills, but I assumed this must be some sort of ARG connected to the Clown Network. I opened the box and revealed a villainous-looking clown mask. It had large blue diamond-shaped eyes and a sinister smile. It was a freaky masterpiece, and I loved it. Being in the haunt scene for a while, this was just another normal costume. I had seen worse in the costuming at my old haunt. Inside also was an envelope with my first name written on it, in red across it. I opened it up and it was an invitation. Here is what it said. Welcome to the Clown Network. You have been chosen to join the greatest show on earth, one that has been going on since the dawn of time, the Art of Fear. You have shown great aptitude in your prior haunts over the years. We always send our teams to do all the haunted attractions across the nation to find the very best. Those will suit us for our needs. Meet us at the location below for further info on being a candidate for our network. We will be watching you. P.S. Don't forget to wear your mask. Sincerely, Dr. Bozo. I can't show you the exact location, but I can tell you this happened near Charlotte, North Carolina. I live in a small town close to there, and this is where the weirdness started. I followed the location, which actually wasn't an address, but a set of GPS coordinates. In the beginning, I was fully intrigued at what this new haunt was going to be. It seemed so cryptic and real that I knew I was in on the ground floor of something brand new for the haunt community. Every haunt coordinator at every haunt is always looking for the next level scare that they can do. The one thing that will hit the hardest and scare the bejesus out of people. And this seemed to be that next level haunt. I was wrong. I arrived at the coordinates to find that it was literally in the middle of the woods. Set up was a circus tent, and clowns began to show up from every direction of the woods, each with their own mask. Not one of them was the same. We all entered into the tent and expected to see a manager or haunt coordinator. Instead, we were greeted with a large TV. We all gathered into seats which had been marked with our names. We settled in and sat quietly, all expecting a prank or jump scare. Instead, the screen started to flash with images. All the images were of houses. They flashed until I heard one of the other clowns speak up. "Hey, why is there a picture of my house on here?" It didn't click in my head until I saw a picture of my very own house flash by. It ran through the pictures of everyone's house that was in attendance. Then it faded to black and flashed an image of a man bound and gagged tied to a chair. Then a clown entered into the frame, not saying a word but dancing around the tied-up man. Then he began to speak. "Welcome, my fellow clowns, to your entertainment for the night. You see this man here? This man was one of you from last year's hunt. He got wise and tried to stop the network from creating fear. He told the police about us. Well, guess what? We don't take too kindly to tattletales in the clown network." The frightening clown exited the frame and returned with an overly large cartoon-looking sledgehammer. He raised it high and smashed the man repeatedly in the head. We were all shocked, and a few got out of their seats and tried to leave. That's when the big men, dressed as clowns, carrying real weapons, stood in front of the two entrances to the tent. The clown on the TV began to speak again. "You see, in this beautiful world that we live in, fear has become a novelty. What was once a way of power has now been turned into parlor tricks for teens to take their girlfriends to and maybe get some action. Long gone is the real fear that inhabited the world, and now we are going to correct the record. And if you don't join me, you too will suffer the fate this man behind me has. You are being watched at all times. For the good of humanity, this Dr. Bozo's signing off. See you kiddies in the streets. Oh, and by the way, your first assignments are under your seats. Do not refuse the orders. We know where you live." I reached underneath my seat to find a similar envelope to the one that came with the mask. I opened it and read it as such. "Lure children into the woods for candy. If you do not complete your objective in 3 days, Dr. Bozo will come say, hey, to your mother." I couldn't rationalize what was going on. This all had to be just some elaborate prank. I looked around the room and had the same look of sadness, but what made me recoil was how many of the clowns seemed excited for this. Some of these people had to be off their rocker. The clowns who had blocked the entrances exited the tent. We all started making our way out. Once out of the tent, I booked through the woods to the street I had parked my car at. I had to get away from this shit. I had to delete myself off that social network site. I made my way home and checked on my mom to make sure she was safe. She was just on Facebook doing her normal commenting and whatnot. I ran upstairs to my computer room, logged into the Clown Network, and I noticed something odd. I had a notification for a tagged photo of me. When I clicked on the notification, I could see something that looked familiar. It was two people in a living room, and that is when I realized who those two people were. It was my mom and I, and the picture was just taken when I had been downstairs. I looked out the window to see where the picture could have been taken from, and that's when I saw him, a 6-foot clown with an axe in his hand. He waved it at me and ran into the woods behind my house. A beep came from my computer, and this time I had received a new message. I clicked on the message, and it read as so. "Don't forget, 3 days. We are always watching." At this point, I was getting way too freaked out. This whole haunt thing has gotten out of hand. I went outside and told my mom everything. She didn't believe me until I showed her the pictures from the site and that they were stalking us. She called the cops and they showed up at the house. I told them about what I had seen, and when I tried to pull up the pictures, the website wouldn't load. The cops assured us no clowns were stalking anyone, but if anything else happened, to call them. This did not rationalize my fear. I told my mom that we had to get out of this town because they're watching our every move. We decided to take a trip to her sister's house down in South Carolina. Everything seemed fine for a day, but then I went to my Facebook. All of my friends were sharing the same article all over Facebook. I couldn't escape it. creepy clown sightings in South Carolina cause a frenzy. They were coming for me. I just knew it. The next day, my neighbor was interviewed by police in the news. She had seen one walking down the road. They knew where I was. I got an email sent from an email that I had never seen before, not too long after finding this out. I clicked on it, and it took me to a video. The video showed footage of my aunt's house and footage of all of us sleeping. But this video wasn't from outside. This video was from inside our house. This time, I knew what I had to do. We headed back home. That night, I slipped on my old clown mask and walked to a gas station. I walked in and out to give the police just enough time to capture me. I needed to be safe. I needed their protection. They let me out 2 days ago. When I got home after spending a few weeks in jail, I found a note from my mom. It was the most disheartening thing to read, but I also believe they forced her to write it. Dear son, you are a sick for dressing up as a clown in these times. You know, you could have gotten shot. I don't want to be around you. I moved out of town, and you have a week to move your stuff out. Don't look for me. I don't know what to do anymore. People believe I am some sort of messed up person, but I was only trying to stay safe from these clowns. Don't go near one of them if you see them. Don't go near me if you see me. I am currently on the run, but they keep following me. I made it up north, but they keep showing up. I am the loose end, and they want to end me. Someone save me. Headed towards Canada. Stay safe out there. Watch. This is Spooky Boo. If you enjoyed the story, please comment below and tell me what you liked about it. I would also love to read your true and fictional scary stories. Fill out the form on my webpage at 707spookyboo22.com and tell me what frightens you the most. Also, feel free to subscribe to my channel to hear new stories coming out. I try to make them daily, so I can rock you to sleep with horror.